Thank you, Jimmy. Let's consider the humanity of trains for a moment, shall we? A train is just a machine, right? Like this BART train leaving the station in San Francisco. It's just an impersonal metallic hunk of engine and wheels, right? But no, it's not quite right. There's warm and fuzzies associated with trains. Why? Perhaps we love to see a train arriving in the station. It says, hey, that train chose to come to this station and pick me up and take me where I want to go. Mass transit is about our human choices. And the choices the BART system made in California actually ran afoul of the Federal Transit Administration. The Fed said BART's priorities in deciding where to put stations and where to place trains violated the Civil Rights Act. Because its expansion plans failed to serve low-income and minority communities, BART lost $70 million that the federal government had set aside for a proposed line to the Oakland airport. Now, BART is trying to come into compliance with the law. And here to talk about the connection between mass transit and civil rights is Guillermo Mayer, who's a senior staff attorney with Public Advocates, a nonprofit law firm and advocacy organization. He joins us from Oakland, California. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
I'm actually fascinated by this linkage between the Civil Rights Act and access to mass transit. How has that issue played itself out in the Bay Area, and what is BART trying to do to deal with it?
Well, here in the Bay Area, BART has attempted to replace an existing link to the Oakland Airport. It's currently a shuttle, and it wants to build an elevated rail link. The problem is that it leaves out the community where the project is located. We have a community that's largely African-American and Latino. The project begins in their community and ends at the airport, but it includes no stops along the way so that residents of East Oakland can access the many jobs and retail opportunities that are available in the project corridor. So essentially what you have here is BART excluding communities from a $492 million project.
Well, Guillermo Mayer, let me sort of step back and get a visual of this here. From the developer's perspective, from the big sort of metro area kind of developer perspective, hey, we want a shuttle to the airport, so we're going to put a rail line in. It's going to take people from San Francisco out to the Oakland airport. Great idea. But from the perspective of people in the communities who see this elevated train just sort of going overhead and never stopping, that says you're excluding us.
It says you're excluding us, but and it also says you're not paying attention to our needs. At this time, we're seeing pretty much transit service in the Bay Area get decimated. So the buses are running in much longer headways. They're much more expensive to ride now. Transit drivers are being laid off. People can't get to work, can't get to school on time. And so at the same time, this agency decides to build a $500 million project that really serves the needs of affluent out-of-area travelers that are going to the airport while the local residents are left behind.
But let's be sympathetic to the city of San Francisco for just a moment. And you know, if I'm out on a limb, I'm sure you'll saw it off for me. But, you know, they're chasing the money. The federal government has created a kind of preference for these sorts of airport projects and made it difficult to chase the same kind of federal dollars when you're trying to help communities.
Well, the federal government, you know, does require local governments and regions to pony up money for different projects. So it is true, you know, the government does like to fund rail projects. It's one of its preferred funding streams. But local communities often have to make choices. And in the case of the East Bay, you have essentially a greater need showing itself, and that is to support local transit. So while the federal government does offer funding for it, there is a greater need, and they could shift that money to that greater need.
What do you advocate here? I mean, obviously there's a legal, litigation kind of recourse here, which will take a long time. But if we were to plan this intelligently, would you advocate something along the lines of, all right, if you're going to do an airport project, you have to have this much money in for buses in the same local area, or these number of stations in the same local area, a kind of matching program? Is that what you would advocate, or something even more aggressive than that?
What we're advocating for is actually a project that will serve everybody's needs. We do believe that you need to keep the Oakland Airport competitive. We need development in this area. We need new construction jobs from this investment. But there's a way to do this project. For example, if you have a bus rapid transit alternative, so a dedicated lane with a modern bus that can service the area, you could actually have a project that is much cheaper. It makes better sense for taxpayers. It's also much more affordable to ride, and it can take you to different stops along the way so that you can access those other jobs and opportunities along the way. So a fixed rail service will not give you that flexibility, will not give you those extra benefits for the community. A bus rapid transit alternative would.
Now, do you see this debate being taken up in communities outside of the Bay Area? Because I'm wondering if, as interesting as it is to link mass transit access to civil rights, if that can become a national issue in the way that you see it.
Well, it is, and now with FTA taking this pretty extraordinary decision and pulling the funding away from BART because it didn't comply with civil rights laws, what we're seeing throughout the country, John, is transit agencies paying attention to the impact that their decisions have on low-income and minority populations. You see this in Atlanta. You see this in D.C. and in Los Angeles, where there's fare increase proposals, and now they have to pay attention to how is this going to affect people because the feds are watching, and they want to make sure that civil rights are protected.
All right. Guillermo Mayer is a senior staff attorney with Public Advocates, a nonprofit law firm and advocacy organization trying to get BART back in line with U.S. civil rights law and get its $70 million back or take the whole idea to court. More on transportation coverage from a new project we're launching at thetransportationnation.org. You can find it at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, who is the Tea Party and why are they so loud? We'll talk later this hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.